Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. G7 leaders meeting in Germany have unveiled a $600 billion global infrastructure initiative to support the goals of health, technology development and security, climate and energy imperatives, and gender equity. Standing with fellow leaders, President Biden pledged the U.S. to a third of the cost of the initiative.
Today, we officially launched the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment. We collectively have dozens of projects already underway around the globe. And I'm proud to announce the United States will mobilize $200 billion in public and private capital over the next 5 years for that partnership.
The G7 plans to tap sources like multilateral development banks, development finance institutions, sovereign wealth funds, and private investment. In other summit business, G7 nations are planning to tighten sanctions with a ban on Russian gold imports as attacks on Ukraine continue. In an unverified assertion, Russia said its defense minister inspected Russian forces in Ukraine today as its assault on Ukraine continues. Details from NPR's Charles Mann.
A state-released video claimed to show Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu arriving by helicopter into Ukraine to consult with Russian commanders as well as hand out medals to soldiers. While there was no way to verify when or even if the visit took place inside Ukrainian territory, the video's release came as Russia stepped up missile attacks across Ukraine, including on residential buildings in the capital, Kyiv. Meanwhile, Western officials say Russia continues to make slow but steady territorial gains in Moscow's bid to control Ukraine's southeastern Luhansk region. On Friday, Ukrainian officials announced a temporary tactical withdrawal from the key city of Severodonetsk after weeks of intense shelling from Russian artillery left the city in ruins. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The American Medical Association has condemned the Supreme Court ruling that allows states to ban abortion. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has details.
In a statement, AMA President Dr. Jack Resnick said the Dobbs ruling was, quote, a direct attack on the practice of medicine and the patient-physician relationship and a brazen violation of patients' right to evidence-based reproductive health services. The AMA didn't always defend abortion rights. In fact, in the 1860s, AMA doctors played a key role in criminalizing abortions in the U.S. But increasingly, the AMA has spoken out in defense of abortion on the grounds that the government doesn't belong in the exam room. A few years ago, it even sued North Dakota over its abortion ban. In his statement on the ruling, the AMA president also said the group wouldn't give up the fight, which may signal AMA plans to fight abortion restrictions in court. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
This is NPR. More gun violence across the U.S. this weekend, including a deadly workplace shooting at an automotive distribution center outside Chicago. NPR's Amy Held reports it comes at the same time a new federal gun safety law broke decades of inaction.
In Bolingbroke, Illinois, police say a temporary employee at WeatherTech shot three coworkers early Saturday, killing one and leaving another in critical condition. Not far away, in a separate incident, a baby just 5 months old in the backseat of a car was struck by gunfire from another vehicle and died. She is among the youngest of Chicago's gun violence victims. In other cities, New York, Washington, and Memphis, others were killed by gunfire. A typical weekend in the U.S., except Saturday, President Biden signed a narrowed gun safety bill into law, marking the biggest legislative breakthrough on the issue in nearly three decades. Amy Held, NPR News.
As G7 leaders met in the Bavarian Alps today, hundreds of protesters marched nearby to demand action on climate change. They spoke under a banner reading Global Justice, Saving Climate instead of Arming. Yesterday, thousands marched in Munich calling for action on poverty, climate change, and world hunger. At the Glastonbury Festival in London last night, Paul McCartney wowed fans in a 2.5-hour concert, including Beatles' giant hits and a virtual duet with the late John Lennon. At age 80, he proved he hasn't lost the magic yet, inviting on stage Bruce Springsteen and Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.